This is Inside Europe. On the phone is Politico Europe political editor Ryan Heath, who's also host of the podcast EU Confidential. Hello, Ryan.
Great to be on the show again.
Welcome back. Now, why are people still putting their lives at risk to cross the Mediterranean to Italy?
Well, it comes down to several reasons. First and foremost, usually they are escaping some kind of difficulty. If it's not political persecution, it's often economic hardship and the fact that wherever you are in Europe, it's going to give you more opportunities than where you've come from. Then, of course, people smugglers are getting very efficient now. So this is not a business that just targets the upper middle class or the wealthy people in some of these Middle Eastern and African countries. It's now affordable to a much wider range of people who basically roll the dice and they'd rather take the chance of being the 99% that don't die in order to make it through to Europe. And of course, you have so many technologies now to get across. And these are terrible means of getting across the Mediterranean, but it can be everything from a simple inflatable boat that looks more like a children's toy than some kind of yacht or serious ship. But people come on all manner of watercraft now.
The new Italian foreign minister, Matteo Salvini, said during the week about Tunisia, which is where most of the migrants are coming from this year. He said Tunisia is a free and democratic country that has no wars, no epidemics, no famine, no pestilence. And he said there's no reason for them to flee that country.
Well, I'm not sure that he can be that specific, but he is correct in some parts of his assessment. There are people who are coming for what they see as economic opportunity rather than to protect themselves against some direct persecution, arrest, other threats in their country. So it is absolutely the case that there are people who are effectively trying to go around the system that other people apply and come to Europe through. Or the point that needs to be taken on board by Europe is sometimes those systems aren't really open. If there was a clearer front door system, fewer people would have the incentive to go through the back door to try and get to Europe.
There's about 500,000 migrants that Italy has said they want to deport. How is that going to happen? Because a lot of these 500,000 migrants will have destroyed their identity documents. And so we can't be sure where exactly they're from. I mean, Italy probably has a good idea, but how do you deport somebody who does not have a passport? How does that work?
It's very difficult. And what we know from the Australian system, the country I grew up in, is that what they often resort to doing is making deals with other countries. So essentially, the Australian government pays other countries, not necessarily the home state of the people who have tried to come to Australia on boats, and it pays those countries to take those people. They might either be detained in those countries or they might be allowed to go and live life in those countries. But Australia basically pays a bribe to make that happen. Mm-hmm. And it's a very expensive system, and it's not something they've ever attempted on the scale of 500,000 people. So there'll be problems every step of the way with that idea. But first, how do you find the people? Then what do you literally do? You can't just put them back on a rubber boat and send them to Tunisia. You can potentially fly them if they agree. You can pay them to leave. You can pay other countries to take them. But it's very difficult to think of people just going onto big ships and happily agreeing to go back to where they came from.
Now, during the week, Salvini said that Italy cannot be transformed into a giant refugee camp. And he said either Europe gives us a hand or we'll choose other methods. Now, what is Europe going to do about this?
Well, this is the problem, and where Salvini has a legitimate point. Italy has been left to carry far too much of this burden on its own, and it gets back to that system that everyone fought over in 2015 and 2016, where what the Brussels institutions of the EU wanted was to farm out all of those people arriving in Italy and Greece via a quota system. And a lot of the central and eastern countries said they weren't willing to do it. Angela Merkel, in the end, let the floodgates open to allow some kind of system to exist. But it wasn't a fair sharing of the burden. So there has to be some system that is not Italy taking on all of the work or Germany acting on its own and then forcing everyone else to deal with the consequences of that. And Europe has not been very efficient at updating its migration regulations. So I think there's a lot of people who understand the compromise that is needed, but there's not a lot of the political will to make it happen.
Okay, Ryan Heath, thank you very much for joining us on Inside Europe.
A pleasure.